we are taking further steps on connected car technology. The Renault-Nissan Alliance is continuing its partnership with Microsoft to accelerate the development and deployment of advanced connected technology. As one example, today we will demonstrate the potential of Microsoft personal assistant technology, Cortana, to make driving more productive and seamless.
To accelerate the connected car revolution, the Alliance is working with leading technology partners to create the right human-machine interface. One of those partners is Microsoft to help us develop the next generation of connectivity technologies, including a virtual personal assistant technology which many of you are already familiar with, Cortana. When you enter the vehicle, Cortana could act as your doorway to a wide range of services to make your life easier and your drive more exciting. Another advantage of working with Microsoft is their expertise in artificial intelligence and machine learning, which make these services better and better over time. Cortana shows what will soon be possible with connected car technology, but the real potential is even bigger. Because this partnership is not just about one technology. It represents our vision for how the customer experience inside the vehicle is evolving. As more miles become shared miles and more cars become autonomous, it will be important to streamline user preferences across different vehicles, just as you can do across other connected devices today.
Introducing Microsoft's Cortana.
Yoga at 4, and then we have that dinner at 5:30.
A companion on the road through life.
So we are sitting in the car for Microsoft's partner showcase at CES 2017. Next to me is Lars from IAV, and Lars is and IAV were providing the highly automated driving of this car. So this car will drive on the public roads in Las Vegas, automated, and we as a partner consortium implemented different scenarios, different features based on Microsoft's Azure Cloud platform. So what we did here is we implemented a personal assistant in the head unit display of this car, and this assistant will talk to the driver and navigate him through his day.
Welcome to our showcase. Where can I bring you?
Bring me to the West Gate.
Okay, let's go to West Gate. Estimated time will be 5 minutes.
So when we turn around this corner here, Lars will activate the highly automated driving. He will push a button on his steering wheel and you will see that he just takes off his hands and the car is driving by itself. So another thing we implemented are V2I, vehicle to infrastructure communications, and you will hear in a second that there will be a fake pedestrian next to the street, and then the assistant will give you a warning that the car is slowing down based on this pedestrian.
The vehicle is slowing down because of a person on the road.
So the reason why we are doing this is that we want to gain trust of the driver, and we just assume that when there's an assistant in the car that tells you about what's happening in automated mode, the driver will feel more comfortable about the car slowing down automatically or just speed up again. So another thing we implemented is that the assistant knows about you and about your daily schedules.
I have found a meeting scheduled for tonight 8 p.m. with Susan. Do you want to book a restaurant?
Show me the best restaurants.
Here are the top 3 restaurants close to your destination. Where do you want to eat?
I choose Peppermill Restaurant.
I booked a table at Peppermill Restaurant for 2 persons at 8 p.m. Enjoy your meal.
So basically what we did is we implemented an assistant here in the car based on Microsoft's Azure Cloud platform. We used different AI features to actually create a personal assistant that knows about you, knows about your schedule, and knows about your driving behavior, and hence is like your digital assistant in the car that supports your driving.
We see that it's about taking away a lot of the pain points, a lot of the day-to-day activities that you need to do, and looking at how can a connected car offer a better experience, better services to help you in your daily life. So one example of that is naturally bringing in Skype for Business, which is the most used conferencing tool. And through enabling that integration in the car, we can actually make people more productive while limiting the driver distraction as much as possible. So we're sitting here inside our beautiful Volvo S90. And in here we see the latest and greatest that we have in the connected infotainment space. So we have a major touchscreen display in the center console. We have a beautiful full graphic driver display in the, behind the steering wheel, head-up display, and of course a lot of controls that can be done through the steering wheel buttons. But as you can see, we've removed a lot of the buttons around the display itself and put a lot of that functionality into the touchscreen display instead. So in here, you can have access to both your navigation, any kind of media that you want to listen to, of course your phone, and additional services, like for instance, the Skype for Business in-car app that we're announcing here at CES. Now, the Skype for Business app has been a collaboration between ourselves at Volvo Cars and Microsoft to really see how can we make people's lives easier. So if I click on the heading here, I will immediately see a list of my upcoming meetings that I have, Skype meetings. And then, through a single touch of a button, I can join the meeting with no need to enter long PIN codes and so on. And I think that we've all been in a situation where we are sitting in the car driving, we may be late, we need to get on a conference call, and then it's a real hassle with the long digits that you need to enter as a, for the PIN code. Now, through this, we're making it easier for people, and also we're limiting driver distraction as much as possible. We regard Microsoft very highly when it comes to research and work closely together in numerous areas. One of the prime examples there would be sort of business productivity. So how can we make people more efficient in their business life, where we see that things like Skype for Business and Cortana as well in the future may become crucial cornerstones. By working together, the two companies, Microsoft and Volvo Cars, we see that there is a lot of things that we can do. Both of us are very much trying to make people's lives easier. We have a lot of consumer in-depth understanding and knowledge. And I think that we've seen a lot of shared core values and the approach to the marketplace and to the kind of offerings that we want to enable for customers.
We've been working with Microsoft for quite some time in lots of areas. Actually, the company has been working with Microsoft for a long time already. But especially in the digital service field, we have been very, very successfully partnering around using Azure and Azure services to build our open mobility cloud. And we actually continue doing that and pushing forward to deliver great customer experiences to our customers and BMW owners. And we also built something using Azure, which we think is a future-proof platform for us to actually connect to, for instance, devices that we don't even know of yet. One very simple answer of how successful we were is we were able to roll out our BMW Connected Experience and the Open Mobility Cloud based on Azure globally within only 9 months within the last year. We announced we showed prototypes at CES 2016, and by December last year, we basically shipped globally, including China, with support of Azure and the Azure services. So what we think, going back to our strategy to integrate our cars, our products perfectly into the digital lifestyle, the technologies like Azure as a platform and Azure services really help us to build these experiences and ensure we can actually deliver this to our customers.
Chili Palmer, man. better.
Start Cortana, please.
Opening Cortana. Please continue using manual control.
Show me the next restaurants nearby.
Okay, here are a few that I think you would like. Yellowtail, Lemongrass, and Picasso. I'll have availability between 8 and 9 p.m. tonight. Your reservation at Yellowtail is confirmed for 2 at 8 p.m. I have also added the reservation to your BMW connected agenda.